Hey, how you guys doing? It's Ryan Elder here, and I have another live recording here of my podcast. And today, what I want to talk about is called roll call. Now, roll call is we're doing a roll call for all the people who claim that they love Jesus Christ. Now, you don't have to be a preacher, you don't have to be a teacher, anything like that. Just someone who considers themselves saved, born again. You know, a person that just loves the Lord. So that's what we're looking for today is roll call. Now, this roll call I'm doing, what I'm doing is just admonishing you guys. And to admonish someone is to, in essence, just encourage them to keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. And the Lord wanted us to preach the gospel unto the ends of the earth. So don't ever feel like you need to stop doing that. That's what the devil wants. He wants us to be quiet, not say nothing, you know, not say something to a person who, you know, needs Jesus, that coworker, that person that you see every day, that you play ball with, that person you may see at the grocery store, at the library, at your job, the person you always see every week at the restaurant, you know, these people in your family that, you know, who are distant, and you know they're a mess, they're lost, but they need Christ in their life. That's what I'm talking about. We have to go out here, preach the gospel, not be afraid to tell them the truth about the word of God, because everybody needs the Lord. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you got, what kind of position you have in life, all that ain't going to matter when you die. Let's just get to the real truth. It's not going to matter. When you die, you're going to die alone, and you're going to stand before the Lord, and God have mercy on your soul, because, you know, the Bible clearly says, whoever does not want to worship God, let them be accursed. And, you know, you don't want to be accursed. You don't want to die and go to hell. You don't want to do that. Hell was designed for the devil and his angels, his demons. It wasn't originally designed for you. So it's more than just not going to heaven. You this life is about what you can do for God and how he can use you, how he can get the glory out of you. That's what you want. You want to leave a legacy of Christ, of God, to the next generation. You don't want to leave this earth and you haven't accomplished anything that God told you to do. Forget about what people think about you. Forget about what people say about you. That doesn't even matter. All that matters is, what did you do for God, if you call yourself a Christian? So I'm leaving my legacy here. I don't care who hears this, who doesn't. All I know is I care about souls. I care about people wanting to serve God. And that's what I'm here for. I was saved at the age of 9 years old. I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit come and just tell me, you need to get saved. You're going to die and go to hell. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He convicts you in your heart, and then you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord. And then the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things become new. And that's exactly what happened. At 9 years old, I knew I needed a Savior. I knew that old man went away, and that the new nature, the new heart for God came in. Now, I haven't always been perfect. You know, we've all sinned. I'm not going to try to act like I'm some perfect guy, but I will say I don't want to sin. So that's the best part about it, and it's by his grace that we're saved. We're saved by grace through faith. The Bible says if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your heart and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he said you will be saved. The Lord also said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can be on your dying bed and be the biggest sinner in the world. You could have been Hugh Hefner, but if you said, Lord Jesus, save me, you go right to heaven. So God is merciful. I don't want y'all to think that he is some mean God you can't talk to. You have to be a part of some big religious institution, Catholic or Presbyterian or some big name church, to be saved. No, it's a whosoever will thing. That's why the Bible clearly says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So it's not tied to stupid, your race, your color, none of these stupid things that people try to say, that because that's what religion is, you know, acting like you love God, but when you leave church, you're not doing anything that the Bible says. That's what religion is. Don't get caught up in that. Get caught on loving God, loving His Word, and watch. He will change your life. He will change everything in your situation. Now, He didn't say it was going to be easy, but He said His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So once you start seeking God, going to church, getting into your Bible, He'll start speaking to you. He said, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh unto you. He will teach you things. That's what the Holy Spirit is here on this earth to do. He will teach you things that just, you know, other people just won't know. God is a God of secrets. He gives people secrets. And that's why you see the most influential people on this earth, they just use God's principles. Now, they may not give Jesus the credit, but that's exactly what they're doing. The most successful people you see on this earth are using the same things, the same principles that you see in the Bible. So don't let nobody fool you. There's nobody better than anybody on this earth. They're just disciplined enough to do the things that God tells them to do. That's all of our, that is exactly what all of us on this earth are commanded to do, to love God, to keep His commandments. That's the whole duty of man. That's in the Bible too. So I just want you guys to know that's what the call of God is. That's the will of God. You want to know what the will of God is for your life? It's easy. It's the Word of God. If you get into the Word of God, you will be in the will of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you're going to hear the Word, if you're going to get into the Word and put that Word out of your mouth, into your ears, into your heart, faith will come. And when faith comes, it'll set you free. God is the author and finisher of your faith. So I just want you to know these things, because these are things for believers. Now, if you don't understand all these things, ask the Holy Spirit to open up your eyes to this. Come to church. Ask the Lord to give you a church to come to. Start opening up your Bible. Start talking to God. He's not some distant voice in the universe. He's right inside of you. We were all made by God. We were all made for His glory. I'm just telling you, that's exactly why you have that inner voice that talks to you, tells you good things, and then you have things that tell you bad things. That's because that's your spirit. Your spirit is in touch with another dimension, another universe, and that's the heavenly universe. So that's why people make decisions based on what they hear, and they believe and do exactly what they hear and what they believe. You know, everybody is accountable for your actions. So if I were you, I'd make the right decisions and listen to God, because God loves you. He's not going to tell you nothing wrong. He's not going to tell you nothing insane and crazy like the devil would, like kill people in the name of God and hate people for the color of their skin. That's a devil. The Bible clearly says, if you love God, you will love your brother as well. How can a man say he loved God and hate his own brother? We all bleed the same color of blood. Get that stupid racism. Get that stupid, I don't care what you've been taught, that is from your family that you know is not right in your heart. Get that out of your spirit, because that's not from God, okay? Don't believe people. Believe the Word of God. You know, you don't have to take even what I'm saying as fact. Just get into the Word. God will show you exactly what I'm saying and what is real and what is not real. Because what it is a lot of people are believing lies. They're living lies. And they're so comfortable doing it that they have a conscience that's seared, meaning they're numb, meaning they don't even care about right or wrong anymore. Let's look at our president. President Donald J. Trump, that's exactly what I'm talking about. They don't even care. So, and there's so many people who don't care about you, don't care about your well-being. You know that, just like I know that. That's why you got to make decisions for yourself that will honor God. God will lead you and guide you in the right path that you need to go. And He'll give you wisdom, because He said, if any man lack wisdom, just ask of me. I'll give it to you. See, God is that simple. He really is. It's nothing complicated about God. It's just, that's what it is. He loves us. He cares about us. He cares about your future. He cares about your family. He cares about your relationship. He cares about the hairs on your head are even numbered, the Bible says. That's how much he cares about you. Everybody on this planet has their own specific fingerprint. Did you know that? Everybody's fingerprint is not the same. So that shows you how unique you are. The Bible says you're fearfully and wonderfully made, right? You don't know what's going on the inside of your body, how your liver and your spleen, your organs and all of that functions. Guess what? God knows what. So remember that and just trust God. He cares about you very, very tenderly, very, very intimately. He loves you. Remember that. All right. Give your heart to him today. He loves you. He wants to give you the greatest life that you've ever imagined, ever seen, ever even. He will do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. Give your life to him. All right. I encourage you. I admonish you with that. God bless you. Okay. Love you. Brother Ryan Elder. Bye-bye.